Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, October 21st. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to go. Hopefully you got through that Monday okay. And here we are. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. This morning, I was running kind of behind schedule. I was about to leave for work. And then all of a sudden, I was like, uh-oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is odd. This is, I'm usually, my routine is, you know, I go to the bathroom first thing right when I wake up. And I'm like, I just went to the bathroom. I'm like, whatever. I go on there, I'm like, oh no, it's that Mexican food I ate last night.
Oh no.
I was like, come on. I'm like, I'm praying to the Lord. I'm like, I gotta be gone in at least 5 minutes. Cause if I'm not, I'm, you know, everything is all out of order. And I'm like, please, please, please. And I'm like, okay, if I'm counting in my, do you ever count in your head like seconds or like 1, 2, 3, just to keep track of time? Do you ever do that?
Not really, but I can understand why you would. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was doing. I'm like, if I'm at 100 seconds and I'm still not out of this restroom, I'm like, I'm going to have to figure something out. So I'm like, I got to 100 and I'm like, oh boy, I'm still not out of here.
Oh no.
But I made it. I made it, and I was nowhere near my phone. My phone was somewhere with my stuff near my shoes by the door. And I made it in time, but I did pass on the way here. I was going a little fast, okay, on the freeway. I passed to see a police officer for a speed trap. And I looked at my speedometer and I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna get caught? And I was going not too bad. I was going 76, 77. So when I saw the cop, I started slowing down, and then I think he caught me at like 72.
Oh,
so he
okay.
let me go.
Yeah,
so,
he didn't stop you though, right?
He didn't stop me, but I did see him like from afar. I'm like, oh my God. So this morning has been a whirlwind.
You've had an eventful morning. I honestly was not expecting to hear about your bathroom adventures when I asked how are you this morning.
Me neither.
I was not expecting that.
I was going to toss it to you this morning and be like, how are you this morning? And I'm like, I'm just going to get my little shindig out of the way.
Wow. Well, I'm glad glad everything worked out. Yeah, that'll always throw a wrench in your plans when
sure
you know
did.
The stomach issues.
Yeah, how are you though? How
I'm was good. I'm good. Good night last night. Caught a little bit of football, and normally I don't really watch games that I don't care about, but I am in this ridiculous fantasy league, and my team is terrible this year.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm 1-4. So this week I was playing the guy who's undefeated in the league, and I'm like, they're predicting I'm going to beat him. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get beat by the worst team. This is hilarious. And it all came down to both games last night. And so I'm just kind of like watching. I'm like, oh my gosh, my guys better do something. Oh, my defense better do something. And lo and behold, I ended up winning by 10 points. The undefeated team is yes! no longer undefeated, thanks to me.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, I still suck and I probably won't make the playoffs.
The one game you're proud of. How many weeks are in a season? Like 17?
Gosh, I don't even know. At this point, I've already given up on my team. It's so bad. And it's like, I have good players. I just don't put the right players in every week. Like, if I literally would have put the right players in, I could have won every single week. But it's like, I left this guy on the bench and then he scored 30. Or I, you know, mm-hmm. I put this guy in and he only scored 4. And so, yeah, it was one of those nights watching that. I'm so excited that the World Series is all set.
Yes.
The Dodgers versus Toronto. So that starts on Friday. We'll have some details on that coming up this morning in the Hot 3. But yeah, good day yesterday. Just can't believe it is October and we're like in the high 70s, low 80s. Like, this weather is
right.
just crazy right now.
Is it normal for Vegas to be this, like, this type of weather? Because from what I remember, it was actually still pretty warm at this time of the year
yeah,
last year.
It
right?
usually is still pretty warm, but I don't know. In my mind, I am just ready for my boots and my sweaters and all that. And I'm still showing up, like, in sweatshirts right now. But it's just, it's so funny because I every year I'm thrown off by it. It's like October is not supposed to be this warm.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's almost November.
Yeah, I know. that's a good point. So yeah, a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. 7:30, we have your Doja Cat tickets. She's coming to town. We will get you in to see her next year. Actually, I think it's on Halloween next year, and we'll get your tickets coming up in just a few minutes. Actually, about 7:30 this morning. So make sure you're listening for that. I had what I am calling a tap with greatness.
Ooh,
yesterday.
Okay.
And to be fair, I've actually met this person before face to face. So I have had a brush with greatness before. But a tap with greatness is when you get just enough attention from someone to make it noticeable, but it's not quite to the level of a brush. Have you ever had a tap with greatness? 702-364-9400. This kind of hit different after I went to the Alanis concert this weekend. I made a couple of TikTok videos just kind of showing some songs and what people can expect. It was nothing fancy. It was nothing like super well produced or anything. It was just videos from the show. And it just wanted to show people like how incredible her residency is over at Caesars. It was so good and what her music has meant to me over the years. And I posted it because I was just like still floating after seeing her live. So it starts gaining some traction and people are liking and commenting. And fast forward to yesterday during the show, I'm sitting here in the studio just doing my thing. And I get a notification on my phone.
Oh, my God.
And I look down and it says, Alanis liked your post. Alanis reposted your post.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, wait, what? So I open up TikTok and I look and there it is. Blue verification, not a fan page. I was like, I'm like double checking everything. Like, is
yeah.
this for real? I'm not going to get played by some fan page. And it was her, the real deal. I was trying so hard to stay calm during the show yesterday. We were live and I just did not. Inside, I was losing it. Even though, like I said, I met her before. It felt different. Like, this was her seeing something I created. You know, it was like a little tap on the shoulder from one of my all-time favorites. I swear, I'm still like riding high because of it.
I am feeling your energy. I am so happy for you. I even saw your post where you reacted to, you know, the green screen post.
Yes.
Where you screenshotted it and you're just, I was freaking out for you. Like, that is your girl. Like, you could die happy now, Mercedes.
Seriously, I was so excited. And yes, while it wasn't a brush with great, it was a tap with greatness. And I think a lot of us have had those. Have you ever had a tap with greatness? Maybe it was a like by a celebrity. Maybe it was a follow, a comment, or, you know, maybe they just waved to you in a crowd and you were like, oh my gosh, you know, a tap with greatness. What is that? Who is that one person who noticed you and made your whole day? 702-364-9400.
I will never forget. Back in 2018, I went to the Millennium Tour concert and it was like Omarion, Chingy, Ying Yang Twins. And one of the merch items I got was a Chingy shirt. And it was so funny because you know his song Right There?
Yeah, of course. Whenever I hear this, I think of you.
Okay, I'm so happy to hear that because I had a tap with Chingy. And this is why. I was wearing his Chingy shirt and it said there, and it was spelled differently. All of the pronunciations of there, the right way, and they're all crossed out. And at the end, it's spelled there, T-H-U-R-R. So I went to go see Chingy again for the second time in 2019, the year following. I wore my shirt. I posted it on my Instagram. I tagged Chingy the next morning after the concert, which was so much fun. He commented on my post and said, nice shirt.
Oh my gosh.
I was freaking out. I thought the same thing. I'm like, is this a fan page? Is this someone trying to like mess with me? It was actually Chingy. And then I always doubt myself. Like, you know, they have like social media people that run their accounts and stuff.
Yes.
No, this was Chingy. I will not doubt myself. He saw my shirt. He commented on it. And again, I could die happy.
Oh, that, I mean, that is a moment, especially for someone who means a lot to you. We're getting some texts. Lizzo liked my story and I made my entire family rewatch it with me until they cried. This one says, met Guy Fieri at a diner. He stole my fries and I consider that an emotional bonding moment. Halsey liked one of my photos on Instagram once. I called my mom and she answered like it was a 911 call screaming. I mean, that's a big deal when they notice you, something that you put out there.
Who do we want to get their attention next? Who do we want to post about and hopefully they can like or repost?
Oh man, I don't know. I feel like The only other validation that I could get would be either from Taylor Swift or BTS.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know how I would do that. You know, there are rumors about BTS's tour, and it's definitely happening next year, but I saw a quote-unquote leaked list, and Vegas is on the leaked list, and I am seriously stressed out about, like, how am I going to get these tickets? Like, what is going to go on?
We'll help you out, Mercedes.
Everybody, we're on, high alert. This text just said, Mark Wahlberg spoke to me at a charity golf tournament. Seriously, just a hi.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, October 21st. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to get things going here on this Tuesday morning. It is pitch black outside. Oh my gosh.
It sure is.
Dear Lord, I just looked outside. I'm like, wow, no sign of the sun. And then we're going to be falling back here in a couple of weeks.
Oh my
too.
God, don't remind me.
Oh wow. So that means it will get lighter earlier?
This is where I get so confused.
Fall back.
The morning time always confuses me. I know the nighttime is where it gets darker, like at 5.
Yeah, so like right now we fall back, it'll only be 5 o'clock. So yeah, it'll get darker or it'll get brighter earlier.
Okay.
Which is a good thing, I guess. But yeah, I just wish we didn't do it. Why can't we be like Arizona and just not do it?
Same.
We complain about this every single year,
but
it's so true. You know what's about to take over the strip is The housekeeping Olympics. Did you see this?
I am so excited for this. I've never been to one, but I think this is incredible.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go? It's November 10th. It's basically teams from hotels and facilities packing the, I think it's the Michelob Ultra Arena that mm-hmm. it's happening. Maybe this was last year. But anyway, teams pay to enter because the bragging rights are that good. Like, they have these challenges for bed making sprints, time to the second, or vacuum and mop relays, or they have a toilet paper toss, and even like executive and obstacle rounds. Like, and the crowd goes crazy for this thing.
I've seen videos of these people making beds in seconds. I'm like, oh my God, it takes me like 20 minutes to finally tuck in my fitted sheet. These people are talented.
They are so good, and everything looks so great when they're done with it. But I mean, who knew? They have an Olympics for everything.
If you can compete in a non-sport Olympic, what would you sign up for? Or maybe, like, what's your weird talent that said, you know what? I'm really, really good at this, really fast, and maybe not a lot of people know about it. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think, like, obviously, I'm good at guessing songs right away.
Yes,
like
you are.
That's something I'm good at. But I'm trying to think of something more like a kind of off the cuff. You know what? I would be good if there was a purse Tetris Olympics, meaning I can pack so much into one purse. I would just find a way to make it work. I've got like a wallet. I've got keys. I got snacks. I got chargers. I got a full water bottle in there. I got probably a Pop-Tart in there. I can fit so much into one little bag. If there was a purse Tetris Olympics, I would win the gold medal.
Oh my God. I never knew you had this talent.
I do. Thank you.
I didn't know. You know what? You get gold medal for Mercedes for purse Tetris.
That or telepathic parking. I just know when a spot's going to open somewhere.
Really?
When I'm driving in a parking lot, I can tell you exactly when it's going to happen. I'll be at downtown Summerlin. I won't have to circle. I'll be like, a spot's going to open over here. I'll go over there. Boom. Someone just left. It's like crazy.
That is manifesting on like times 100.
I know. Do you have something that you would compete in for your non-sport Olympics?
You know what? I've really, really mastered this talent, and I'm pretty like, I kind of want to, you know, show off a little bit on this. I can curl my hair with a straightener. And it was really, really tough in the beginning. And I know I'm not the only one because I learned from friends who's taught me. And I can do it now. I would say my full head in like 8 minutes tops.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of hair, too. It's thick.
Oh, my God. I got thick hair. I feel so bad for my hairdresser. Every time I go in, I'm like, I apologize. She goes, don't worry.
Yeah.
But I always try to like make it short, make sure that I really curl it evenly on both sides, the left side and the right side. And I feel like I've mastered it. So if there was an Olympics for curling your hair with a straightener in 8 minutes, the gold medal would go to Steph.
you would set the world record on timing. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I've seen people curl with the straightener on TikTok before. It just never turns out that way for me. I have to use an actual curling iron.
You know what's weird is like I've tried curling my hair with an actual curling iron. I just cannot get the angles down because I see people when they curl their hair with the curling iron, the way that their arms are and the way that they flip it out. I'm like, I'll stick with my straightener.
Yeah, that is definitely a talent. We're getting some texts here. The Candy Crush Olympics. Yes, I would enter. I don't know that I'd win the gold. I could be a solid bronze on that for sure. This one says organizing but making it pretty. That is a skill. This text says mine would be loading the dishwasher. I can pretty much make anything fit in the dishwasher. Yeah, dishwasher Tetris. That is a skill. Someone says, Steph curling your hair in 8 minutes. I need proof or a slow motion replay.
And then do it.
This one says telepathic parking sounds like witchcraft, but I want to see this.
She's a witch.
I am a witch, you guys. I admit it. I'm a witch. You know, what can I say?
Swear to your vampire. Remember we called you a vampire the other day?
Oh, man, I'm everything. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to see Doja Cat, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Those passes for you make sure you're listening. We had a winner for the Mega Minute yesterday. It was awesome. We were so excited. Let's do it again today. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Britney Spears, she is opening up about the trauma she says she endured during her conservatorship, calling it brain damage. What she revealed and why she's speaking out now, that's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Britney Spears is trending this morning. She posted one of the most vulnerable things I've ever seen from her in a long time. It's just so sad what's going on with her. I am such a fan. I really hope things get better. But she said, brain damage happened to me a long time ago, 100%. And from there, she painted this picture of what her life was really like for her under that conservatorship. She said for 4 months, she wasn't even allowed to use her own feet.
What?
Yeah. This was all on an Instagram message that she posted. She said she couldn't leave. She couldn't move. She couldn't dance. She described it as a moment that murdered and destroyed the logic and connection between her body and her mind.
Wow.
I know. This is heartbreaking. She's also compared herself to Maleficent, losing her wings, and not in a joking way, but like in that, you know, way that connects back to healing, really. She said finally being able to dance again after 5 months was the moment she remembered how to fly, she said. And she admitted that there's still a lot that she has not shared, that there are things that she has kept locked away, and it's just a lot of painful stuff. But with Kevin Federline's new book out, all the stories that are coming out from that, she says she just wanted to bring some substance to the table. And she also didn't hold back. She called what's being said about her complete garbage. And you can hear it in the way that she writes. She's just so tired of being picked apart.
Yeah, I saw the post and the picture that went with it and the vulnerability that she gives. And I know that we'll never really get the full story, but what made her family feel like they needed to take control over it, like everything that she was doing at the time. That's where I'm just like, what did she do? What was really the connection that said, nope, you can no longer control your own money? Was she just, you know, was she really going through things mentally, or was she just spending money, things that she shouldn't be doing? Like, I'm still trying to figure that out. And honestly, with this Kevin Federline stuff coming out, I want to read more about her book than Kevin's book.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get the true answer to that. And not that we even are worthy of getting the true answer to it. But at the same time, it's like I feel like it was the people that she was surrounding herself with that were really kind of bringing her down. But it's all speculation. It's just sad to see these posts like that. She's really hurting, but she's being really vulnerable. This is not 2000s tabloid Britney. This is a woman who really survived something that most of us cannot even imagine. And she's reclaiming her voice, you know, in the only way that she knows how to. And so you have to give her respect for that. But yeah, this book is not going over very well for a lot of people. He says that he just wants her to get the help, that he's scared for the mother of his son. So this is his way of bringing attention to her and the help that she needs. And she's like, I don't need your help. I don't want your help. You're just making some money. Mm-hmm. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, I need everyone to stop pretending that you have better things to do on a Tuesday night and lock in with Dancing with the Stars.
What?
It is time that you got back on board. I know back in the day, a lot of people watch this show and you may have fallen off, but I am telling you, this season is the season to come back, and it's not too late. You can still jump in on it. This show has got me in a chokehold. I don't even know what it is about it. Is anyone else watching Dancing with the Stars this season? Have you watched it at all?
You know, as a professional, a retired dancer, I actually have never gotten into Dancing with the Stars. And am I missing out on something?
Oh,
what's
man.
Going on?
Well, it's not really your type of dance. It's, you know, that's the ballroom dancing.
Right,
and
right.
So it's a little different, but I am telling you, the drama, the couples, the talent this year, it is just blowing my mind. And it's gotten to the point where they're finding that Gen Z, they're having like viewing parties for this show.
No
Gen Z
way.
Is all up on board. Is there something that you feel like, hey, look, why have you not jumped on board with this now? What do people need to pull up on? Because it's that good. 702-364-9400. This season has been so good. I haven't been this invested since when people were voting on their landlines, like seriously. and my daughter and her friends, they are treating this show like it's a competitive sport. I mean, they have group chats. They are making predictions. There's outrage. We had a full-on dinner debate last night because this week is Wicked Night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Wicked Night, they assigned them songs, and my daughter is so upset that Whitney got popular instead of Alex Earl.
Okay.
That's a big thing. They feel like Whitney is getting preferential treatment here. It's an injustice. I will just say that. And then there was Dedication Week last week. Robert Irwin comes out like, oh, this is going to be sweet. But no, he brings out his mom, and suddenly like I'm in a puddle of tears. I was not prepared for that. And so it's just such a good season. Is there anything right now that you need people to get on board with? Because it is that good. 702-364-9400.
Okay, you're selling me, because when you brought up Wicked, you know how much I love it. So I will definitely make sure I take a listen or take a watch tonight for Dancing with the Stars episode. But something that I'm just like, maybe I'm a little late to the party on this too, but all I've been scrolling my For You page, and everywhere I see a singer named Olivia Dean. Do you know who Olivia Dean is?
Love her.
Okay.
So good.
So I'm starting to get into it the past couple weeks. I'm like, okay, who is this Olivia Dean singer? She was on the Today Show a couple weeks ago. Her performance was fabulous. And the way that she sounds, this is her single Man I Need. Tell me what you think. Just come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want. It makes me smile. She's so good. And I'm looking into her, and I'm reading into her. I guess she opened up for Sabrina Carpenter last year.
Olivia Dean's the moment right now. Like, she is one of the big ones right now. And she's like, I'd say maybe like one of the up-and-comers right now. She's going to be on Saturday Night Live in like next week, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See? So from just scrolling social media and stuff like that, I'm seeing that she's going on tour. All of my friends are like, oh, my God, I'm going to see her at this show and that show. So I think that I'm a little late to the party, but we need to pull up on Olivia Dean.
No, you're not late to the party. I think you're right on time for the party. Olivia Dean is a good one. What do people need to pull up on? We're getting some texts here. This one says, I have been watching Dancing with the Stars this season too. I love Robert Irwin. He is amazing. Who knew? I call him a kid. He's like a man, but he seems like such a good person, and I want him to win this. He is doing so well. This one says, Saturday Night Live for life. The comedy makes my whole family connected. It is funny. I watched this week with Sabrina Carpenter. I was kind of like a little underwhelmed at some of the sketches, but I thought the sketch where they did the kids podcast, did you see that?
I haven't seen it. Tell me.
Oh, it was so funny. There's this real podcast where it's these kids and they talk about their favorite snacks. And so they imitated that. And the way they were talking is just so funny. They're like, bro, that's chopped. That's chopped. No, you're cooked. And like, they were using their same vernacular. It was so funny.
I haven't seen some of the SNL skits with Sabrina Carpenter, but I do think she's just so funny in general. Like the way she's very cheek and tongue and stuff like that. So I got to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so funny. So that was a good one. We're getting some other texts here. If you are not watching the documentary. Oh, I just finished this last night. The Perfect Neighbor. Have you watched that?
No. Okay. So I was reading up on it and I'm a little nervous to watch it because I don't know. There's stuff like on it that I'm nervous to see.
I heard about the actual news story when it happened a couple of years ago. And I was just like, oh my gosh, the way they make this with all footage from interviews and the body cam footage. Yeah, for sure. It's worth a watch. We just finished it last night. It was really good.
Did you cry?
I was sad. Yeah. I didn't actually cry, but it's just a terrible story and such an injustice. Well, I don't want to give it away. The justice was served at the end. Okay. I'll just say that. So that was a good thing. Alondra says, I've been advocating for Star Wars' Andor. As soon as I finished it, it's very refreshing and extremely relevant to today's issues. And this one says, if Robert Irwin doesn't win, then I will not ever watch Dancing with the Stars again. I'm on Team Irwin too, for sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you are flying home for Thanksgiving, this is not a drill. A travel report from Google says the best time to buy those plane tickets is 35 days out from your trip. And guess what? We're right in that sweet spot, guys. Time to buy those tickets. You can still get a decent deal up to 24 days before you fly. But after that, the prices climb and they climb fast. And it's not just Thanksgiving you need to think about. The best time to grab your Christmas flights is 51 days out, which lands right around November 1st. A quick money saving tip. Flying on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays is about 13% cheaper than weekends. But the day you actually book the ticket does not matter much. So don't waste time refreshing the page on a Tuesday like it's some sort of secret hack. Oh. It's not. It doesn't matter. It's just basically when you fly out.
What are your plans for this holiday season?
Oh, I think we're going to get back to Colorado to visit my mom. I haven't been back there. We were talking about it the other night, like for a couple of years. So I think we're going to go back, hopefully catch a Bronco game if we're there when they're playing at home. But yeah, other than that, not too much. How about you?
Thanksgiving, I'm staying put. And then Christmas, we're going to the Philippines. So that's
nice.
Be fun. I'm not going back home to San Diego for the holiday season. And I've already told family, like, hey, this year I'm hanging tight for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm spending with James's parents. We haven't got our Philippine Airlines flights yet, though.
Wait, what? You haven't bought them?
No, because did I tell you a couple years ago when we went, there was a whole thing with the airlines and they were able to give us miles on it. So we have two free round trips. Well, right now we're trying to book them and Philippine Airlines is giving us problems again. So we're like, we have these miles, we have these points. Can't you just give us to us on the days that we want to go? And the days that supposedly these Mabuhay miles are good for are not the days we want to go. So we're going back and forth with customer service. I'm like, oh my gosh, please just give it to us.
They have restrictions on them.
Yeah, they do. But we're still trying to fight for it. And their customer service is, it's a hit or miss. It's either really, really great or really, really bad.
Oh man, I hope you get them.
Me
that
too.
Would say, like, you have everything else planned.
Yeah, I have everything. We're going to Hong Kong, Disneyland.
Oh my gosh.
So cross fingers, hopefully within the next month.
I'm sure it'll happen. Also this morning, this might be the easiest health hack ever. A new study finds that just standing for an extra 30 minutes a day can give your metabolism a pretty noticeable boost. And we're not talking about, you know, turning into a gym rat here. We're just saying swapping a little sitting time for a little standing time. Even standing while you're on the phone or scrolling on TikTok can help. They say the biggest benefits showed up in people who are inactive, overweight, or just at a higher risk for heart disease or diabetes. It's not a free pass to skip the workouts, but it's definitely a solid start. And if you've ever been, you know, side-eyeing a standing desk at all, maybe this is your sign. You should get one.
That's really interesting. I know yesterday we were talking about how walking is really good for us, and now standing, that's kind of cool. I kind of want to invest one of those little walking pads.
That's so, I like having the Apple Watch for that reason. If I'm not standing by, you know, 10 till the hour, it gives me a little notification. But then sometimes I'm still too lazy and I just put my hand down like I am standing. I learned the hack on that.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
When it's around the 50 after the hour,
yeah.
It's 10 minutes till 7,
like,
right? She's shaking her hand. I'm like, oh, she's trying to sneak the hack.
Now I'm going to actually have to stand up. It's good for my health. All right, finally, this morning, Thanksgiving, it's coming fast. And guess what? So is a turkey shortage. America's turkey flock is at its smallest in 40 years, thanks to a bird flu resurgence and lower production. Guess wholesale turkey prices are up about 40% this year. That's $1.32 per pound compared to 94 cents last year. The good news is you'll still be able to find turkey. Butterball and the National Turkey Federation say frozen birds are going to be on shelves. But if you're picky about your size or you want fresh, it might get a little bit dicey. Bottom line is the earlier you grab your turkey, the better your odds of not ending up with a bird that no one wants that happens. You guys don't cook your turkeys, do you?
No.
Do you go to someone's house who cooks their turkey?
I mean, for Thanksgiving, usually my aunt cooks the turkey. So she might be facing this dilemma, but I love turkey. I love dipping it in gravy. Would you say this is the lowest it's been in 40 years? That's a long time.
Yeah, it's still not going to be difficult to get one. It's just a smaller amount to choose from. So especially if you like the fresh turkeys, that'll be a challenge. But if you grab the frozen one, yeah, you're fine.
Well, get the fresh turkey a flu shot. Come on, we got to get them back to healthy.
Right. I witnessed instant karma yesterday. Have you ever seen that where someone did either something so nice and they got rewarded immediately, or on the other end, which is what I saw happen, that they were penalized from Mother Earth or from karmic redemption in some way. So yesterday I was pulling out of the grocery store parking lot, And first of all, I don't know how it got so congested. It was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There was just a lot of people there. It's packed. Two lanes are like trying to merge into one. And we're all kind of avoiding eye contact because you're just trying to squeeze your way in. And I'm inching forward and I'm being patient. And this guy in this huge SUV behind me decides that he doesn't want to wait anymore. We're all too slow. So he pulls out from behind me and he pulls up in front of like three cars.
Oh my God.
Like it totally cuts the line. Like we were all making our own line and he just cuts right in. And then I could see him look in his rearview mirror and he's kind of looking at us with like a little smirk on his face. Like, oh, yeah, God. I just did that. And I was just like, ugh. So we start moving again. And not 20 seconds later, I hear scrape, like this loud scraping sound. And I just kind of like look. And he had clipped this concrete pillar that was right there. And he drug it all across the side of his SUV.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it was just like the universe just said, not today. Sorry, buddy. And I'm not proud of this, but I laughed.
You know what, though? Did he deserve it?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I laughed with joy in my heart when I saw that happen. I know that's wrong, but I did. Right there, instant karma. No delay, no middleman, no nothing. Just like poetic justice. I was so happy to see it happen. Have you ever seen karma catch up with someone immediately? Like maybe it was in traffic. Maybe it was a family member who, I don't know, grabbed like the last piece of dessert and then immediately dropped it on the ground or something like that. When did you feel like karmic justice was served? 702-364-9400.
I will never forget this. We were out a couple weeks ago. We were at Fremont and we were in line for the bar. It was with a group of my friends. But the group in front of us, it was like a bachelor party of some sort, but it was a group of guys. And then the group in front of the bachelor party was just a couple of friends hanging out. And this guy, a part of the bachelor party, was so belligerent, drinking in line, just so loud. And he, at one point, was bumping into a lot of the people, like trying to walk through, just trying on the sidewalk. And he was just a jerk. Like, he was just not being mindful of everything around him. We're like, oh my God, I can't wait to get inside so we can stop being around this guy. They get into the front of the line where they're checking their IDs. This guy was wearing shorts, so he wasn't able to get into the bar. It's so funny because we had really no interaction with him whatsoever. We're watching this thing go down, and right when the security guard looks at his outfit, he goes, "Sorry, dude, you're wearing shorts. You can't come in." You see all of his friends walking to the bar.
Him.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best.
It's the best because it's like, oh, you would think like the group of friends would just like wait for him. Nope. They went inside and they're like, "We'll catch you at the hotel, man. Have fun."
That is hilarious. I love when karma is served. When did you witness instant karma? Hey, Melissa, good morning. What happened?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you see instant karma?
I did. I was on the 215 heading to the strip. A guy cut me off, almost clipped my car. I slammed on my horn. Behind me, NHP was right there, pulled around me, pulled him over.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's amazing. You can't help but laugh. You know, you're just like, it was going to catch up with you one way or another.
It was the best feeling because I was so upset because he almost hit me and then, it was amazing.
Oh, it's like you want to stop by and tell the NHP officer, like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing your job. I love it. We're getting some texts here. Let me guess. The idiot also had a sports plate on his car because it's always the idiots in either a truck or SUV with sports team license plates.
I was going to ask that. Yeah, did he? Do you remember what the car looked like?
Yeah, I remember the car. It was a black SUV. I think it was like a Yukon or something, but I don't remember the license plate. I just remember the really big like streak that was left. Oh.
I feel like anyone driving a large truck that has huge tires with like rims on it, they're they're out to get us.
I feel like they just have a different perspective of things, and they feel like, I don't think most of them have like the maliciousness in their hearts, but you just have a different perspective and you think that you have more, you can take up more space than you really should.
They got a big ego. Let's be honest. They got a big ego.
I am just saying, yeah, it was divine justice. I love to see it. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Nikki and Dylan, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are caller 20, ready to play the Mega Minute? Let's do this, guys. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time. You're going to win tickets to see Doja Cat when she comes to town next year. We had a winner yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard, so let's make it two in a row. Are you guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What food do vampires traditionally avoid?
Garlic.
Yes. Finish this nursery rhyme. Old McDonald had a what?
Car.
Yes, a car with a removable top is called a what?
Carable.
Yes, in terms of time, how many years are in a score?
Oh, pass.
Christian Louboutin is famous for making shoes with what colored?
Five.
Yes, in what country is the Acropolis located?
Oh, Greece?
Yes, what gas do humans exhale?
Carbon dioxide.
Yes, what movie featured the famous quote, "I see dead people"?
Oh, pass.
How many cups are in a pint?
Four.
No. What actor played Malcolm in the TV show Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh, pass.
How many, in terms of time, how many years are in a score?
Five.
No. What movie featured the quote, "I see dead people"?
Oh,
that's time. No. I'm sorry, guys. You started out really strong. Some of these are hard. I didn't know the score one. In terms of time, how many years are in a score? 20?
Yeah.
I had no idea. The movie that featured the quote, "I see dead people," that's The Sixth Sense. I did not know two cups are in a pint. Is that right?
Yes.
Two cups in a pint. I had no clue. I would not have won the Mega Minute either this morning. And the actor that played Malcolm in the TV show Malcolm in the Middle is Frankie Muniz. I am sorry, Nikki and Dylan. That one was really hard. You guys gave it a valiant effort, though, which means you can hang up and call right back, because caller 20 right now, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Doja Cat next year when she comes to town. We would love to give them to you. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you have ever had a nightmare flight on American Airlines, you're not alone. There's a new dissatisfaction index that came out, and it ranks it as the airline that passengers dislike the most. They analyze passenger reviews, SkyTrack star ratings, complaint search volume, even operational failures to see who's making travelers the most miserable. And American tops the list with a dissatisfaction score of 56 out of 100, passenger rating of 2.9 out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, it also has the most major safety or operational failures of any carrier in the study. The budget carrier Frontier came in second, but it actually has the lowest passenger experience rating overall, just a 2 out of 10. And if you've ever had your luggage go missing, odds are British Airways might be the culprit, since they lead the pack for lost bag complaints. The top five most disliked airlines go American, Frontier, United Airlines, Air France, and Ryanair.
I don't remember any. I think, you know what? I have done a Frontier flight before. And I think that was the last time I ever did a Frontier flight. Have you been on any of these airlines?
I've been on American, didn't have any problems. Frontier, it was a long time ago, but I thought it was super easy. United, I fly all the time. Never been on Air France or Ryanair before, though.
Have you ever had any issues? I know you went to Europe last year.
Yeah, that was a United flight, now that I think about it. And our flight to Europe was, we were on the plane, we were ready to take off, and then the plane started making a weird noise, so they took us back to the gate and canceled the flight. It was a nightmare. But I think that my biggest thing right now is I'm nervous to travel just with the government shutdown, and I hope it opens back up soon. I'm afraid, like, with all the delays and the cancellations, and I have a couple of trips planned, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get stuck somewhere, you know?
I got really lucky these past two trips we just did, which was this past weekend to San Diego and then 2 weeks ago to Orange County, and I had no issues. I got there, I mean, usual time, like about an hour and a half before my flight. TSA was fine. I see everything going on, like, online and stuff, but I was fine going in and out of Harry Reid.
Oh, that's good. That makes me happy then. I always get super nervous about stuff like that, yeah. But hopefully it gets better here soon. Also this morning, the holidays, they don't officially start until Red Cup Day. And Starbucks just announced that this year's big day is November 13th. If you grab a handcrafted holiday drink, you're going to also get a free reusable red holiday cup. And for fans, I mean, I think it's basically a national holiday when that happens. The holiday menu launches a week earlier, November 6th, with favorites like the peppermint mocha, the iced sugar cookie latte, the gingerbread chai, things like that. Starbucks says it's adding more staff this year also to handle the rush. So hopefully your drink gets made faster.
I love Red Cup Red Cup Day. It's like the, now I feel like it's holiday season.
Yeah,
right?
It's so weird that a cup can make you finally feel like it's the holidays. I was just looking in my hometown of Denver. There's this radio station there that's like the Christmas music station.
Okay.
And they just flipped yesterday to Christmas music.
What?
And I'm like, in October?
What do you mean?
Like, don't get me wrong. I love listening to Christmas music. Sometimes I'll just randomly throw on a Christmas song just to feel the feels. But this just seems abnormally early to me.
That's way too early. So what are they going to do on Halloween? Just play Christmas music? Mm-hmm.
They're Christmas now until Christmas. I don't know. I like early Christmas music, but I feel like November is perfect.
What day would you think that they should have switched to Christmas music?
I would go like the week before Thanksgiving, because that's when I start feeling that. And I feel like Christmas music on Thanksgiving is really nice. I do like it. But some people think even that's too early. Some people feel like you have to wait till Thanksgiving is over to start the Christmas music.
I feel like, honestly, the day after Halloween, November 1st, when Mariah Carey starts defrosting.
Yeah.
That's the day for me, November 1st.
I could not. I was like, what? Did I read this wrong? I thought that is just way too early. Finally, this morning, if you think AI is getting invasive, meet Dekoda, Dekoda. Kohler, they just launched a $600 toilet camera that literally watches you go, and then it analyzes your waste to give you health data.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so Dekoda attaches to the side of your toilet, and it uses optical sensors so it can scan what's really going on down there. It can tell if you're dehydrated. It can track your bathroom regularity. Oh. It can even look for like blood and stuff like that. It connects to your phone through an app, and a fingerprint scanner ensures it knows exactly whose business it's analyzing. And it's not filming like your privates.
Okay.
The company says these sensors can only scan inside the bowl. But on top of the $600 price tag, there's also a yearly subscription fee. It's $70 for individuals, $130 for families. So if you've ever wanted a toilet that silently judges your hydration habits, congratulations, your time has come.
I don't think I need a $600 camera to tell me that I'm not drinking enough water, but I do get it if you're like older in age, you're trying to see, you know, anything that you could do to help. But I fear, like, if I'm going to my friends' houses, what if they have a toilet camera set up in there?
But it can't track anything for you because you don't have an account.
Okay, so I have to have an account to track.
To turn it on, yeah, to get it to go. But yeah, I mean, now your toilet's going to have opinions about, like, your eating habits. Like, girl, like, lay off the hot Cheetos.
Yes, girl, please stop.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Mercedes in the morning. I have a friend that is pregnant right now, and she's like 36 weeks. And I was just texting with her just to see how she was feeling. And I have a question, and I asked her if I could bring this up, and she said it's fine. Like, she's in this situation, and it just keeps getting worse every day. So, like I said, she's like 34 weeks pregnant, and just from the very beginning, she and her husband, they agreed on their delivery room plan. Like, I think everyone has to kind of agree on that. Who's going to be in there when you're having the baby? They were totally good with it. They said it was going to be just the two of them and then her twin sister. That's it. Like, no one else.
Okay.
So within the last couple of weeks, his mom has decided she wants to be in there. Now, granted, when they made this plan, she knew that was it, and she was totally on board with it. But fast forward to now, suddenly she's saying that it's unfair, that she can't be in there, and she wants to be there to support her son, the father of the child. So, my friend, she wants a very, like, calm, private birth. She's not trying to host a viewing party here, you know. Labor's unpredictable, and she's just hit 40, so this is considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there could be some complications, and it's a messy and it's emotional, and the last thing she wants is extra people standing around while she's trying to push out a baby. And she even offered a compromise. She said that they can text mom updates, but they just don't want her in the delivery room or even camped out in the waiting area. So now he's upset, the husband, and mom is still pressuring, and my girlfriend is just trying to protect her peace, basically, while her due date gets closer and closer. Like, what should she do in this situation? Stand her ground, or should she kind of give in on this to keep the peace? It's just a complicated situation, and I keep checking in with her to see, like, what's the status? And she's like, there is no status right now. We're still fighting over this. And I just feel bad that she has to go through this, you know?
Did you say that this is their first child together?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure. And I can only because I've never had a kid. I've never been in a delivery room, so I don't know what it's like. But I do know that if they're married, this is a compromise. If this is something that the dad or the husband really wants to fight for, it's respectable. But I can't imagine, like, all my stuff is out there. I'm going through all this huge, you know, transition into motherhood. Honestly, I would think that it's up to the mom ultimately, but they really do have to come to a compromise. If this is what she wants, then it's up to the mom, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's a compromise here. I think she's the one doing the work. It's up to her. I don't think that she has to compromise with him whatsoever, with the mother-in-law, with any of them. Like, the goal here is to birth a healthy baby.
Yes.
And she needs to be comfortable. And the fact that the mom's like, I need to be there to support my son. I get it. You want to support your son, but he's not pushing out the baby. He's going to be fine. Yeah, maybe he might get a little lightheaded. It's a traumatic thing. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think that she should be in there? Like, her own mom's not even going to be in there.
Okay.
Just her sister. But yet, the mother-in-law is like, I would like to be there to support my son. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And she's trying to keep the peace. She does have a good relationship with her mother-in-law. It's not like they have a bad, contentious relationship. But she's just really annoyed that this came up now when they had already agreed to it. What do you guys think? This text says, how dare the mother-in-law make such a demand? The mother-to-be has the right to have anyone or no one in the room. I don't know what hospital even allows that many people. Yeah, isn't there a limit? I'm just trying to think. I only had Matt and my mom in there. There was like a bunch of nurses.
That's probably why.
Yeah, but that's the case. This one says, husband doesn't need support from mom. He's not pushing out a baby. Yeah, I agree. I just don't understand. Let's talk to Liz. Hey, Liz, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I personally have been through this myself, okay? And I'm on the side with mom, okay? So with my firstborn, his mom could not come. We had her during COVID. They only allowed one extra person in the room. And then with my secondborn, she wanted to come so desperately, but she stresses me out. I could not deal with the stress. And I kid you not. When mom stresses out, the baby in the womb stresses out.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So you got to do what's best for the baby, too.
So she literally just texted me. She says, love this lady. What do I do, though? How do I tell her no?
So sadly, mother-in-laws, we all know, stubborn as hell. They will not take no for an answer. However, that's when you just tell her, look, you can come in the next day. Me and the baby just need one night away from you, okay?
Yeah, I hopefully she's reasonable. Like I said, they do have a good relationship. It's just this is all of a sudden popping up and causing a little bit of tension. Brizzy, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Sounds like a case of mama's boy that you guys were talking about last week.
Yes.
Basically, if she gives in now, she's going to find herself having to compromise more and more in the future. It's her and her husband that should be making the ultimate decision, not her husband and his mom.
Yeah, I kind of am like, why is she having such a say? And why is he not defending his wife?
Yeah.
That's what's kind of driving me crazy. Ramon, you've had a child. Were you in the delivery room when your wife delivered?
Yes, it was just her and I, only the two of us.
Now, what if your mom was like, I'd really like to be there to support you, son? I need to be in there.
I would have turned her down. I would have told her no. Jackie just wanted us to. It only took two of us to make the baby. So
very true.
So maybe we don't need any lurkers here.
Yeah, we don't need any help. I think I think like you said, the pregnant mom needs all the comfort. She has all the say because I was in there and that looked extremely painful.
That, oh gosh, I was gonna say girl.
Jackie,
you don't even know. Gwen, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I agree with you, Mercedes. I feel like the mom has every right to decide who is in the room with her. If the mother-in-law wants to be there, she can hang out in the waiting room until the baby is born.
Yeah. What's your take, Gwen, when someone says, like, as a couple, we're pregnant? Do you agree with that? Because I would like that they say that, like, oh, we're pregnant. And I'm like, no, you're not. Both of you are not pregnant. She's pregnant. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't think we're pregnant. It's the mother who is. We have to do all the work. With my first child, only my mom and my husband were in the waiting or in the delivery room. And then with my second, it was only my husband.
Oh, yeah. That's even better. You kick mom out. You're like, we were here for the first. We don't need you for the second one. All right. So we have more calls to take. And I want to make sure Melissa hangs on because Melissa is team mother-in-law.
Oh.
She says the mother-in-law has a great point. I want to hear her argument. Maybe it's a valid one. We'll talk to Melissa. Take more of your calls coming up next. It's 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. A friend of mine is in a bit of a showdown with her husband right now. I've been texting her during the break, and she loves all of your calls at 702-364-9400. She is 34 weeks pregnant. And from the jump, they agreed that when it was time to deliver, it was just going to be the two of them and her twin sister in the room. That was it. His mom was cool with it back then. Her mom is cool with it. But now that the due date is kind of closing in, her husband's doing a full 180. And he says it's unfair that his mom can't be there to support him emotionally. He needs the support, too. Meanwhile, my friend's like, no, she wants this to be calm, private. It's a high-risk pregnancy. It's her first child. It's labor. It's not a family reunion. So, you know.
Imagine they're in all the delivery room.
Yeah. So what do you think? What does she say to not? She doesn't want everyone mad at her, but she does want to stand her ground. 702-364-9400 is our number. We talked about Melissa. Thank you so much for holding, Melissa. We appreciate it. We've heard a lot of people saying, hey, this is her call. She makes the choice, but you are actually on the other side of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually think the mother-in-law has a good point here. Like, this isn't just her daughter-in-law's big day. It's her son's big day, too. He's becoming a dad for the first time. And that moment, you know, that can just be overwhelming and, you know, just as nerve-wracking for him. So I just, you know, I think that she has a point of wanting to be in there, and her husband has a point of wanting his mom in there.
And I understand that, like, definitely want that support. But also, do you think that maybe mom's her choices matter a little more since she's doing the heavy lifting here?
Well, I mean, no one's denying the fact that, you know, she's the one giving birth and all that. Like, I get that. But that doesn't mean that her husband doesn't need the emotional support, too. I mean, you know, like, for a lot of men, like, this is uncharted territory. So it can be scary, and they're just as anxious and trying to stay strong for their partner. So why not have somebody there just kind of helping to guide them and maybe helping the situation as a whole be more of like a calm situation? If she's going to help calm the husband, help calm her son, then why not let her in there?
What do you guys think? I mean, I absolutely think that they both deserve support. He definitely deserves it, but not at the cost of her comfort.
Yes.
You know,
that is the main thing.
She doesn't feel safe, or if the mother-in-law is driving her crazy, then I feel like things could go wrong there. Hold on, Melissa. Thanks for your comment. Let's talk to Marie. Hey, Marie, good morning. What do you think?
I think as parents, we have to remember when we used to take care of the children at the playground, we used to observe from far away and let them play and encounter challenges. And remind your friends that your nurses is your first line of defense. If you tell them no, they will fight, they will lock doors, and they will not let anybody in.
Oh, the nurses are the best.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite part of giving birth were the nurses.
Yeah.
They are so kind. They're so supportive. And you're right, Marie. Like, if you tell them you don't want someone there, they will make sure that does not happen.
Oh,
you know?
That's perfect. So she'll probably go to the nurses more than really towards her husband. Like, no, that girl, she cannot be in there.
Yeah, let's talk to Fernanda. Fernanda, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I don't think that the mother-in-law should be in there. First of all, she is going to be fully exposed, fully exposed. She should be able to decide who is going to see her in such an intimate moment. And if she says no, then it's no, period.
I agree. I see Melissa's point. Everyone wants to be supported, but she can support you from afar, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the main thing is the mom is necessary for the post-care, that she needs to help maybe if it's raising or helping with postpartum and stuff like that. But in the delivery room, what is she going to do in there?
Sit there and support her son.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think that I agree with her that the nurses are going to be your best defense. But buck up, Buttercup. The father needs to just step up and be a man and not need his mother in that moment. And then my last thing was that do not say that she can come in after the delivery, because then she's going to try to get through those nurses and get in and make some excuse. Oh. So tell her she can come see the baby the next day or whatever, and maybe surprise her if you want to do it earlier, but don't do it. Don't give her the expectation that she's going to see the baby that same day. Surprise her and say she can. But otherwise, she's going to advocate for herself to get in.
Yeah, I don't know why the push all of a sudden. Were any of your family members, Ramon, like fighting to get into that delivery room when you had your child?
No, I was very fortunate. I never had this problem, never had an issue. It wasn't even a conversation. I actually think that twin sister shouldn't be in there either.
The twin sister?
Correct. No. I don't think she should be. I think it should just be them too.
She wants her in there though.
I know, but I mean, maybe that's a compromise. Like, hey, I'll lay off my mom if you lay off your sister.
Oh man, I cannot wait. I see the text bubbles on her text right now. I can't say that on the radio.
But I agree that he needs to step up and stop being a little punk. Like, you can tell your mom no,
just
it's
tell
okay.
Him back up, Buttercup, yes. As Jessica would say.
I love that. You guys, thank you so much. The text just came through. She said, tell Ramon to shut up. She said, JK, JK. I'll keep you guys posted. 6 weeks to go. Oh, hopefully we get to wait the whole time. But yeah, this is her first kid, so
oh
she's
my gosh.
Really nervous about
this. Well, congratulations
this.
To her
yeah,
regardless.
I'll keep you guys posted on that. Well, it is time to win. Who is ready to play Heads Up? We've got your tickets to see Nikki Glaser and David Spade at the Coliseum at Caesars. That's going to be a fun show. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now. Pick your category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds. The tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant, Joshua. You are caller 20. Woo! You ready to play Heads Up?
Sure.
All right, let's do this. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Master Chef, Right On, Around the World, or Back to the 80s?
Around the World.
Around the World. Okay, United Nations Day is on Friday. So these are all just different countries, okay?
Yep.
Different countries. We need 6 and 60 seconds, and you will win. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the country north of us.
Canada.
Yes. This is where Rome is.
Italy.
Yes. This is in South America. They have the Christ the Redeemer statue there. It's a big.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is, oh gosh. Okay. I'm trying to think. I'm going to pass on that one. This is where London is. It's
England.
It's part of the bigger picture. It's all part of the.
United Kingdom.
Yes. This is in Europe. They have a blue and yellow flag. They're very peaceful.
What did he say?
I thought he said Greece.
Oh, sorry.
No. I can't hear you. Okay, let's pass on that one. This one is this is right next to Australia. It's an island.
New Zealand.
Yes. Did you say Sweden or did you say Greece?
New Zealand.
Oh, no, no.
I said Greece, but then New Zealand.
Okay, yeah, New Zealand you got right, Greece you got wrong, man. It was Sweden. I passed on India. That was way harder than I expected. I don't know why. I think I went into that a little overconfident. Joshua, I'm so sorry. That means that we did not get a winner for Heads Up today. Caller 20, you get the tickets, two of them, to see Nikki Glaser and David Spade at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. That show is in January, and it's going to be a fun one. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. Call in to win. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
A huge outage at Amazon Web Services reminded everyone just how much of the internet runs on one company's back. And this, like, seriously needs to change. Early yesterday morning, Amazon's cloud system went down in Northern Virginia, and it just sent shockwaves all across the web. There were sites like Duolingo, Roblox, Fortnite, Coinbase, Venmo, even ChatGPT had some disruptions. Major airlines like United Airlines, Reddit, Canva, so many different platforms were affected. Amazon says the outage started when a bad software update caused a chain reaction inside its system. Since AWS powers about 30% of the global cloud computing market, one glitch meant millions of people couldn't access the services that they use every day. Experts say it's a classic example of the double-edged sword that having cloud computing, it's convenient when it works, but when it's not working, it's chaotic.
I think it's scary to know that all of our mobile banking and stuff like that, like, what if this all happens? And I don't know, within a second of a software update, where's my money?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
That's why I don't like one company having a monopoly over this. Like, that, there's a lot under that control. And like, I went yesterday to get my skin worked on and I couldn't pay because their system was down.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
like, oh, we'll just charge you tomorrow. And I was like, well, do you guys have Zelle? Because I can Zelle you. And they're like, yeah, we could do that. But yeah, it was just, there's so much that's affected by that.
I freak out when I'm at my nail appointment and their Wi-Fi is so bad. Their internet is not good. And like, I have to move around my salon just to find a spot to Zelle my girl. And I'm like, this shouldn't be like this. Like, why am I relying so much on how to do everything over the internet?
Yeah, we could always pay cash, but
cash?
Who does that?
I think you actually gave me cash yesterday.
I had one $20 bill.
Yes.
And that we needed to buy flowers for someone. And I was like, here, I never have cash. You take my one $20 bill that I have on me. And now I have no cash.
I was shocked.
Someone paid me with that. So that's how the only reason I had it. I never carry cash.
And when you said, hey, let's, I was like, hey, if you want to pitch in, I thought you were going to Zelle me. When you gave me a $20 bill, I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen a $20 bill in years.
Yeah, no, that's why. And you probably never will again. So also this morning, it turns out your morning latte might be doing more than just waking you up. There's a study that found that people who drink warm beverages in the winter tend to have fewer issues with depression and insomnia. This is for all of you seasonal depression people out there. Hot drinks and warm foods like soup are also linked to better digestion since your body doesn't have to work overtime warming up what you eat. Mm-hmm. And researchers say something as simple as temperature can really have an impact on your physical and your mental health. So basically drinking something hot, it might not fix all your problems, but it could make you just a little less grumpy about, you know, being awake in the winter.
There is something about that comfort when that first sip either of coffee or tea or soup that just makes me feel good inside. I mean, when my food is done and my drink's done, it's all back to normal.
Yeah.
There is something about that first sip. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is why I don't gravitate towards cold coffee drinks. I know a lot of people love like their cold lattes and cold brews and stuff, but if I drink coffee, I have to drink it warm because there's something soothing and comforting about it to me when it's warm.
The reason why I drink hot coffee is because I take my time with it. With my iced coffees, they are done before I even leave the drive-thru. Those things are so dangerous.
They go down very easily.
Yes, exactly.
If you, finally this morning, if you're dreaming of booking your dream vacation, there's a new holiday happiness index out, and it tells you the happiest vacation spots in the world. They analyzed 47 different destinations and rank them by how well they trigger the feel-good hormones like serotonin and dopamine and endorphins. And there's a lot of factors like sunlight, healthy food, nature time, stuff like that. Number one in the world is Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh.
That is the happiest vacation spot in the world. Helsinki, Finland was number two. And Orlando, Florida was number three.
Wait, you're lying.
Orlando is the only U.S. city to make the top 10.
Not even in Hawaii in there?
No, I'm shocked. I mean, I feel like we're better than Orlando.
Orlando, when I think of Orlando, I think of rain and humidity. I mean, Disney World, of course, it's amazing, but that weather, ugh.
Orlando's the TGI Fridays of cities. It's like, that's just what it reminds me of. I'm not trying to say like, okay, we don't have our reputation, but I don't know. It's just like, okay, whatever. Athens, Greece was number four. Edinburgh, Scotland, also on the list. Is there, for both of you guys, is there a happy place for you that you like to go on vacation that you truly feel like you're happiest?
Honestly, Hawaii was my favorite and I've only been there once. And another place that I loved to vacation was in New Zealand, the city called Queenstown. That was a very, very beautiful spot for me.
I would love to go to Iceland. And the glaciers and the hot springs and it just like the nature part of it, right? You see those pictures, like a poster on a wall. That's what I want to go to.
Yeah, my mom went to Iceland. No, she went to Greenland. Wait, Greenland, Iceland. Greenland is icy. Iceland is green.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, so she did go to Iceland.
That's so confusing, by the way. Why they name that?
Oh my gosh, I know. They totally turned me around on that one. But yeah, I think that she said it was really cool. There's a lot of cool nature things to look at.
You can't pronounce any of their city names either.
Oh, I know. Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
Yes, that's probably the only way you can fly into.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Oh, I don't know.
Reykjavik? Reykjavik?
Oh, don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Once you get there, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Nick's 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. So you live with a snorer. What do you do? Do you just like grin and bear it? Do you fight about it? Do you switch rooms? Poor thing, Steph. You're really dealing with this right now.
I think it's actually getting worse.
Really?
Yeah, I need help. I need advice because I've been kind of blessed and cursed at the same time with something I've been born with, and it's just having this ability of really, really good hearing. And there are times where sounds just like when people eat loud, like I get so frustrated. But with my husband, lately he has been snoring really, really loud. And it could be he's either exhausted or he could just be, you know, just on normal days, like maybe 4 out of the 5 weekdays, I'm waking up from his snoring. And I don't know if it's to the point where I need to just pressure him to get looked at, like maybe if he has sleep apnea. But right now, I sleep with earplugs. I sleep with a sound machine. I sleep with an eye mask. And a lot of the times, that doesn't help bear the fact that he just snores extremely loud.
Has he ever like had like it checked out or anything? Or has he ever done anything to try to curb the snoring?
The way he sleeps, and no, he has not gone to the doctor or anything, and I think that's where I'm at right now on trying to persuade him, but the way he sleeps is on his back. His mouth is open.
Oh.
Is that you telling me that that's
nope.
It?
I remembered that I brought something for you.
Oh my God. You're a lifesaver.
I brought you a piece of mouth tape to give him tonight. To try. Have him sleep with this tonight.
Do you think that it works?
Yes. I sleep with this. I don't snore, but I will through my nose sometimes.
Okay.
But I just would sleep with my mouth open, so my throat would hurt every single day, and it just was the worst. I started sleeping with mouth tape. It changed everything. And I remember you and I had this conversation yesterday, and I saw it, and I was like, I gotta grab her a piece of mouth tape to give to James.
Okay, so you I know you've used it. Has Matt used it, and what does he think?
He has used it. He did not like it, I'll be honest. That's his mouth tape that I'm giving you, because mine's pink. His is black.
Okay.
He didn't like it. And the reason why he didn't like it is he said he felt like suffocated. But that's because he sleeps with his mouth open at night. It trains you to sleep through your, or breathe through your nose.
Yes.
So if he just gives it that one try and really starts training his nose, I think he'll like it.
Okay, so tonight I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna do exactly what you did to me.
Da-da-da!
Come out from the back pocket and be like, babe, I have a surprise for you. He's probably gonna think like, ooh, what kind of candy is it? I'll just give it to him. I'll try it.
What do you, Ramon? Do you, are you a snorer?
I am. I would say I'm not. The only time I guess I would snore just a little bit would be on my back. So question, Steph, does he only snore when he's on his back?
So mostly he snores when he's on his back, but when I nudge him in the middle of the night and sometimes he'll go to his side, there are times where he is still snoring. So I don't know what it is.
Because you can try, it might sound kind of weird, but you can tape like a tennis ball on his back, in the middle of his back, so he'll never be on his back because he'll be so uncomfortable.
I've heard that too, or a lacrosse ball. Yeah, yes. I've heard of that.
I've never heard this before. He's going to hate me. I'm going to give him some mouth tape and a tennis ball with the ball on his back.
I think they even make pajamas for guys where there's like a little pocket in the back that you could put the tennis ball in so it stays in there. And that way they never stay on their back.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Look at that. Now he gets a onesie too.
Yeah. Well, like, I really want to look into him going and getting a CPAP machine, because I've slept next to people that have had CPAP machines. I love the sound. I think it's like a white noise kind of sound machine. Will he go to the doctor though? I don't think so.
I would go with him, because you probably get like a good night's sleep, right? When they're, you know, they're monitoring you or whatever when you're sleeping there. I'll go with him.
You would?
Slumber party.
Yeah, we'll get matching onesies.
Oh my God, I'm going to send Ramon to help me get sleep so he can help me sleep at night. I'm like, please go with my husband.
Well, you wake up early, right? I'm pretty sure you cherish your sleep and now you're losing it.
Exactly. I woke up at 1 a.m. the other day and I just could not go back to sleep because he was snoring. And I would nudge him. He would stop for a second. And then you go right back to it. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, a lot of people are texting. Some people say that he does need to do a sleep study, and the CPAP machine will help so much. No more snoring, and he'll feel so much better throughout the days. And then it also shows how many times he stops breathing in the middle of the night. Like, it's serious. And they say they do a study at home now where he puts a ring on his finger overnight and they monitor it.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. The only thing about CPAP machines that I make fun of people, I'm like, where are you going scuba diving, buddy?
Yeah, they look wild. My dad used to have one, and it seriously looks like he is going to snorkel or something like
that. Yeah, but did your dad help him?
Oh, yeah, and it helped my mom, too, because she got better sleep, too. But I think, and I don't want to think of my parents this way, but I think of it like for you, I think it might take a lot of the romance out of your...
Or if I get a good night's sleep, it might make me more a little frisky.
But like, at what point are you like, okay, hold on one second. Just take this big old scuba mask off.
Hey, baby, let me unplug that for you. Don't worry about it.
Or leave it on. Leave it on.
What is this? It's getting a little weird. You know? Okay,
I know. I'm telling you. Yeah, here's some mouth tape. Just try this first.
Thank you.
It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.